This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
What if every device from your refrigerator to your thermostat were smart? The idea being we humans wouldn't have to set the temperature or check to see if we've run out of milk because those devices would do that for us. There's a name for this. It's called the Internet of Things, and it's supposed to be seamless until it's not. And that brings us to the company Nest. It's decided to halt sales of its smart smoke alarm. The device has what's called a wave function. It's supposed to allow you to turn off false alarms, but it could, under certain circumstances, delay an alarm when there's an actual fire. So why is this all still so hard? Marketplace's Quina Kim tells us.
The simple answer is it's the early days for the Internet of Things. Jeremy Jake is the CEO of Snoopy, a company that develops sensors to detect water leaks in your home. He says right now the business landscape is like the Wild West.
And it's not at all clear who's going to win.
Jake says there are a lot of different startups producing almost as many varieties of software and hardware to power the Internet of Things. But these products don't always talk the same language. And that often means you have to start dealing with the human being in customer support.
What I would expect to happen, because it's happened in virtually every other industry, is you'll start to see consolidation occur and standardization will come.
When winners emerge, everyone in the industry starts speaking the same languages, the technology becomes more seamless, and so the helpline becomes less necessary. Or maybe not.
There's a gap between the promise of the technology and the messiness of the reality of our lives.
Jonathan Gaw is an analyst at IDC, and he points to the Nest thermostat, which he owns.
The promise of the Nest is that it recognizes movements within the household so it can adjust temperature accordingly.
But Gaw's thermostat is hidden behind a big screen TV, and so it can't monitor movements. Tony Costa is an analyst at Forrester, and he says companies need to start adjusting expectations.
Consumer electronic companies are used to developing devices. If something goes wrong with them, you know, it might ruin your day. So if your iPhone crashes, you know, it's kind of a bummer.
But if your fire alarm crashes, that could be fatal. Costa says these companies are known for pushing the envelope. But when it comes to wiring our lives, they might want something less glitzy and more dependable. Or maybe just a human who can help them out. In San Francisco, I'm Quina Kim for Marketplace.